Hello, this is Lou again, and today I'm looking at four great diving books in this miniature podcast. And the first book that I'm looking at is The 50 Places to Dive Before You Die by Chris Santella. Now, the first thing I notice about this book is that it's a very well-organized resource. You get different regions sorted out in alphabetical order. So you start at Antarctica and finish with Washington State. And in between, you find some really renowned and wonderful dive regions in the world, including Australia, Fiji, French Polynesia, and the Red Sea. The strength of this book is that it is full of write-ups and information by experts in their particular regions, hence the full title, 50 Places to Dive Before You Die. Diving experts share the world's greatest destinations. So for Australia, you get Mike Ball doing the write-up, and he's a very well-known, famous dive professional over in the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. Information, background, history of the areas, and what you might expect when diving are found in this book. The photos are very nice. They're colored and they really make the reader anticipate what they might find. However, I would not get this one if you are after photos first and foremost. Whilst the photos that you do find here are very nice, it's just not solid jam-packed with photos. The book's very informative. It's not too lengthy. Each entry is a couple of pages. And the if you go section, the sort of thing that you find in many very practical travel manuals, you find things or you find information on getting there, best time of the year to visit, seasons, something really important, accommodation, dive resort, and contact guides information. So I would recommend this one if you don't want to read through many lengthy entries, but you're really keen on getting a book that is written by experts who know their diving. So that is 50 Places to Dive Before You Die. Our second book is Diving the World, a guide to the world's most popular dive sites. And if you look on the back of this book, it says, over 220 popular sites, all of which have been dived, reviewed, and photographed by experienced husband and wife team Beth and Sean Tierney. It's a nice and very organized resource. It's really easy to go through. The book is broken down into regions or countries, and each section has an introduction, dive brief, and a listing of different sites. This book is very detailed and covers many sites, so it's useful and packed with brief histories of the destinations, dive planning information, and I think the planning information in this one is fairly good. You also get the price or cost of some of the operators, transportation details, currencies, electrical outlets, etc. So the practical things are there. And like I said, the diving details here are quite good. So information on seasons, visibility, water temperature, you find. Also, you get highlights of the dives and what to look out for in the dives. The book is color-coded, easy thumbing through, and it's a great book if you want to look at many dive sites and want details. So that is Diving the World, a guide to the world's most popular dive sites.